putting up with my shit just way too long.
Hello.
So
hello.
My dear.
Paula.
What, honey?
Is this Paula?
Yeah.
Come on, Alex. I don't feel good. I'm in bed.
Me too.
Don't fool around, Alex. I don't feel well, honey. I got such a headache. Anna is here.
Good.
Yeah. She's helping me out.
Good.
I'm very tired, honey. Maybe I'll call you later, okay? I'm sleeping. Okay, honey. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, sweetheart.
My dear. Wait. I have a problem. Mammy. My gammy tried to pull a hit down on me.
You have a guy coming in?
My gammy drams. My gram for the Tammy. She's out trying now to talk to put a frame job on my dream. My mammy, daddy, Tammy, tell your mommy and auntie, your mom is still the chroma cammy. Mine's staring in front of Fanny. My mom framed me with the popo lace. Please, it's getting for Jesus Christ, Easter sake. My mom called the cops on me. She's not paying the rent. She threw me behind bars.
Girl. What
she told the police I tried to kill her.
Huh?
The cop called.
What is it? The police are after him?
They're after me. Mommy told them bad things. I have a warrant on out for my done talkie brought.
Alright, alright, I admit it. Now pick your next move, you can leave or live with it. It's a ride train with that motherfucking top off. Split and go there, back to wearing knockoffs high. Knock it off, Neiman's shop it off. Let's talk over my ties, waitress top it off. Moves like coaches wanna fly in your Freddy loafers. You can't blame them, they ain't never seen Versace sofas. Every bag, every blouse, every bracelet comes with a price tag, maybe face it. You should leave if you can't accept the basics. Plenty holes in a ball of nigga matrix. Invisibly set, the Rolex is faceless. I'm just young, rich, and tasteless. P.
Never was much of a romantic. I could never take the intimacy. And I know it did damage.
Oh, I love you, bubby.
It's killing me. I guess you knew an advantage. Cause you could blame me for everything. And I don't know how I'ma manage. If one day you just up and leave. And I always find, something wrong.
Oh, my man.
You've been putting up with my shit just way too long.
I'm not gonna hold on to it.
Now, David, grab the phone for a minute. What's up?
What do you have to say?
So I think it's time.
Mommy told the police I have men coming for wind. They tried to kill my mother. As per usual. I have Anna here, and Mommy's calling the police on me. Anna's coming here after she sees you. Anna comes with me for the money.
No, don't come here.
I love you.
Bye-bye, Alan. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit, homie. So, I got this call Sunday while I was at the dinner with my mother. Didn't check that till yesterday. I've gotten that shit before, when they call you so calmly to, you know, come in, and I've gotten arrested on that, so I'm not doing that shit again. I remember how it goes in the hood. I watch enough Crimecast, bro. I don't want to get Ryan Lochte on them.
Since I don't cook, I'll just rock to the beat. I'm loving it. At the end of the day, to relieve the stress, we add a little play. I'm loving it. Sometimes we have mishaps. You just overcome and adapt to setbacks. I'm loving it. You know you're my world. How could I mind love taps from my girl?
McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Move your feet, rock to the beat. Hungry for the music, gotta eat. I'm loving it, I'm loving it. No guts, no glory. Seems like I stumbled in the wrong territory. I'm loving it. Looks can't be deceiving. There's a slight change of plans for the evening. I'm loving it. My car's way too clean. If only I could start this fine piece of machine. I'm loving it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
My mom would take me there every day, and she loved me after school, but she tried to frame me, so now I have all hell open.
What is good? I am back with another reaction video. Brendan Schaub trashed Howard Stern. This is on the latest episode of The Fighter and the Kid. I guess he didn't like Howard going after Joe Rogan, so I'm going to play this, react to it, and give you my thoughts on it. But what have we done here, B? Let's see what Brendan Schaub had to say about Stern and if we agree with him or not.
Howard Stern going off on Joe Rogan.
What?
Because of the... Well, he says anti-vax views, but...
Gay.
He just doesn't like the way that Joe Rogan talks about the vaccine.
Well, this is the only time Howard Stern's been relevant in the past 10 years, so congrats that you're back in the headlines. But this is how stupid Howard Stern is with his stuff. He thinks, by getting vaccinated, that it's a cure. Like it stops COVID.
No, it's just the only vaccinated, cure.
We can stop this thing. It will subdue the, if you do get it, but it doesn't cure fucking COVID, dum-dum. So here's, I heard Joe Rogan saying, what are you busting my balls for? I took horse dewormer and a doctor gave it to me. He said, well, a doctor would also give you a vaccination, so why take horse dewormer? The shock jock who supports mandatory vaccination also has a message for all the shitheads.
Howard Stern is no longer a shock jock.
Country won't get vaccinations. Now, before I go on, you realize Howard Stern, this house... scared he was. He stayed in his house, did a show from his house, refused to drive into Manhattan. No one listened to the show. So he has, we have no time for idiots in this country anymore. We don't want you. We want you all either go to the hospital or stay home. Die there with your COVID. This guy who stayed home. Take that cure, but don't clog up
our hospital.
With your COVID when you finally get it. Stay home. Don't bother with science. It's too late. Go fuck yourself. We just don't have time for you. We have it so good in this country. People forget about disease. It always wasn't like this. You don't get to live to be 80 years old automatically. It's done with science. The reason we live long is because of science. I'm really out of mind to say, look, if you didn't get vaccinated, you got COVID, you don't get into the hospital. You had the cure and you went take it.
He thinks vaccine is the cure. But
hello.
Oh, I love you so much.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, baby.
What's here?
You?
Alex, what? I can't talk. I don't feel good.
My love.
I have a headache. Very bad headache.
I care deeply about you.
Pardon me?
You are my everything.
No, Alex, I can't.
What did you want, bro? Why are you trying to face...
I can't hear it. I can't.
I hear you. I stand you. I can't stand you.
Alex.
Why?
Why do you take in strangers? You're going to get into trouble. What are you doing there? The landlord finds out, he'll kick you out, both of you.
Oh,
what's wrong with you?
I got problems.
What do you have, money that you're going to pay his rent?
Certi
already feed it. Tell him you can't have anybody over.
Okay.
Your mother's paying.
My mummy.
You're not.
No.
What's wrong with you?
So many things.
What kind of a
he's a mass murderer moving up in.
You think it's better? How do you know him?
The alleyway. Yeah.
You'll probably rob them or something. What are you, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
All of a sudden you'll have to, he could beat you up even.
Yeah.
What are you having people come in?
Yeah.
I told you, the apartment is for you. You're not to get people in off the street.
Yeah.
What's this for? I'm not saying anything. Your mother will have a fit.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
I'm so sorry.
Well, you should think, who the hell's paying your rent? You're not working.
Bobby? No.
Yeah, you're not working.
No.
You're getting unemployment. That's going to stop soon.
That stopped a while ago, actually.
I mean, what's wrong with you? Go out and get a job. And don't go with inviting people in to sleep in your place. Maybe
Bobby?
He's sick, maybe he's got TB, tuberculosis. What's wrong
yes,
with you?
I'll just mix his Lime Ricky in the Prohibition with his garment. I love you so much, doll.
Do you see Harrison taking in people? What's wrong with
only
you?
Only whorish fat girls. Frumpy and lunky. Little
Harrison
Jew brat.
Takes in boys?
Young girls, yeah.
Young girls.
Yeah.
What do you, Harrison isn't taking in anybody.
No.
He's too smart for that.
He's brilliant, darling.
What the hell's wrong with you? You think you've got your mother pays your apartment?
My mother.
And you invite strangers in to sleep?
Oh my God.
Think about that.
Oh.
Tell them your cousin's coming in.
All right.
And you have no room.
I don't have room. My.
Huh?
You need to take in my cousin, Allie. Take in my cousin.
He's going to take his statues. He'll rob you.
He's done.
What's wrong with you?
He already did.
You're trusting people, strangers?
I trust you.
I don't know who you trust. You don't know what to do.
No.
You're going to get a job and get the hell out. You're going to live like a person.
All right.
Not like a criminal.
No.
Have you got a warrant against you?
Yes.
Why do you do that?
Because she ratted me.
That was when you were arrested?
Yeah.
Why did you get that?
Because mommy called the police on me.
A 30-day warranty?
Yeah.
What does it do?
It says I have to call them or I got bagged, Mal.
What?
It's a friend, Frepek Fal.
I can't hear you.
I'm going to go down Hitley Man, down the manhole in Magdala, Amangola, Dabadola, Mangalun, Alpangala, Bao, Bretley Pan, Mandalorica, Mandango, Lingo
you're,
is a thing.
Because you're involved with the police?
Uh-huh.
Well, you better watch your step. And you don't take anybody in. And just live by yourself. You're not taking a man in. She'll knock you out and rob you and run away.
Already has.
Already has? And you took a man.
Yeah.
How dumb are you?
Retarded.
He threatened you?
He was holding me down with the Jimmy horse knife, right?
He did what?
A jack and all trait lamb type of knife.
How did Jack save you?
Jack came and called me, and then he said, oh, I didn't know you had people over. And then the kid ran out after Jack made the phone call.
You got Jack involved?
He had to speak to him.
What's wrong with you?
What did he
do for you?
He spoke to the young baby on the phone.
He spoke to him?
He told him to buzz off.
I don't know how. You better call your mother and tell your mother these things.
Yeah.
I'm too sick to understand anything right
you
now.
You are.
All right. Take care.
I love you dearly.
Good luck.
Thank you, my love. I love you so goddamn much. You're beautiful! Ooh-hoo. And I want with you, Kulo.
Right now, I'm gonna have to call you back. Is everything okay? Hello?
You can't talk.
So what do you have to say? Hurry up. I have 2 minutes. I have to call you later.
I'm going to jail.
Hello?
Yeah.
Did you call the guy back?
You're so fake.
Did you call the guy back?
You are a ridiculous person.
What's the matter?
I could go to prison.
For what?
When they speak to you, they ask you to come in, and they use anything you say against you. And I've had something similar in college happen, and I had to go to court. And I begged them for forgiveness there. But I was held accountable for things I say that I often am misinterpreted in my own meaning. And as for the here, Brent, right, then folly, golly, interpretations of the other, that people will take extrapolation on what thou art now I say.
He asked you to come in.
And I am liable to say something I do not intend for it to be perceived in some way or shape, form.
Well, then, you know what? I have a lawyer for you if you want. I'll give
That's what I was speaking on before, that you did not even tell me that I needed to expect some, you had mentioned vaguely months ago to maybe hear from a thing, but to spend all day with you Sunday to not even a heads up that
he
you,
called me that night, and he said he was going to call you.
I need to know what you intend out of this, and I wouldn't even understand what value I could have in any shape or it really has nothing to do with me if you wanted to get a restraining order on this kid.
I don't have any restraining order on anybody. Nothing.
The case is... Ryan is very sick. And inhuman. And a socio-psycho idiot retard path.
That's what Ryan
So I blocked him out of my life, and I never wanted to talk to him again. That is as far as my part of the case goes. I gave you a heads up on someone from the community who I used to bring around because of the thoughts they were having, schizophrenic murder. And it's not just about you. He doesn't just think about killing you. He wants to do anything opportune or in any benefit to hurt anyone so he can further his own personal gain. For me to have to stand up, a writs of my attestation under a code of law where I could potentially get some type of, either I'm going to do something that will make me look bad, or I'll make Ryan look so bad that then I'll end up. Yeah, this is a real nice thing we had afterwards, as I'm already supposed to have spoken to the detective. Now you're asking me a question or two that.
Did you speak to him yet?
I don't have to talk to a police officer. I've looked up those parts of the law. I haven't had to in the past, and I have, but I don't plan on calling him back right now, as I don't see my involvement in the issue surpassing any span further. There's no law requiring.
Okay, I'll fill you in what he said to me.
Okay, yeah.
I can tell you now.
That's fine. That's.
Yeah, and I'll talk to you later. Just
then that's. Relax. Yeah, okay, because you were getting me very blindsided. Like, it almost felt like a sort of mean trick that, like, you wouldn't even tell me or anything. Well, when a police officer asks you about your thoughts on a potent, like, a contemplated murder or something, he calls, acted very nice and candid and welcoming. And the last time a cop did that, they slapped cuffs on me after I gave a confession. And then the guy who was supposed to persecute me in the court, whatever prosecutor said, you're not, I said, I'll admit to anything, I swear. He says, you're not supposed to do that. Like, his job was to get me away.
I can't talk right now with this. I have to call you later. I really can't talk. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Oh, Bubby.
Hello.
Hi, love.
Alex, what's the matter?
My love. Darling.
Huh?
My baby?
What's the matter?
I spoke to mommy. I spoke to Bub.
What money?
I talked to the mommy. Money.
Paula.
Yeah.
Alex.
Yeah, what?
What are you talking about? Tell
me. I talked to mom. I talked to Bob.
Your money?
Yeah, Paula.
Where did you hide it?
It's in the Caymans. He came.
Where?
He came and he comes, man.
He's gonna find it.
I know. On the bright side, I made up with Mum.
I don't want to know. You're in trouble, and that's it. What is wrong with you?
Oh my
Just
God!
Don't bother.
I saw this grandma on the Stanford murder prison experiments. The mother was married to the rapist and didn't know, and he was like eating out the daughter, who was in 8th grade and was raped since 6 and killed her animals. The noni walks in, who's married to him. She's like, oh my God, what? No, oh God. It's on Hulu, it's Stanford murders. I recommend it.
I don't
want to
know the terrible things you're doing. Please, I don't like you, what you're doing. And don't bother, I don't want to know. Tell your mother.
I told mom. I told mom.
She's your mother and tell her.
I called mommy. I spoke to Bub.
What?
I spoke to my mother.
When?
5 minutes ago. I'm calling you.
You're lying. You didn't talk to your mother.
Why?
You didn't talk to your mother.
How do you know?
You're a liar. I don't believe anything you say.
Why?
Anything. You've become a big liar. And I don't believe what I don't want to know anything.
All right.
You're crazy if you do that.
Call my mom?
What's wrong with you?
Why?
Who are you taking deep breath? Shame on you.
Oh, yeah. There's no one living. I spoke to Mum. She said that I may not have to talk to the police anymore.
Get a job. Get the hell out of that house and get a job. I don't want to see you here. Because anything, you go out and get a job, period. And that's it. But tomorrow morning, you get dressed and go look for a job. The hell are you crazy?
Oh.
Stay in the room and not your work.
In my womb.
Bye-bye, Alex. I can't deal with you. I'm not a psychiatrist.
I need help.
You need help?
I'm not well.
And you have to tell your mother you need help. You're not in the right place if you're you need a hospital.
Yeah. I'm not well.
Bye-bye, Alex.
I love
Good
you.
Good luck.
All
right. I love you.
I love you.
But you're not dealing with a full deck.
No.
No. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know it and you
yeah.
do it.
Right.
That's even worse.
It is. Tis not.
Then you tell your mother.
I did.
And what did she say?
She said she'll call me later.
She's going to call you later?
Yeah, she's at work.
Okay.
I love you so much.
Bye-bye.
I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Know that one guy who's a sociopath, liar, psychopath, narcissist, got awful and so angry and depressed, and it's no coincidence his psychosis causes awful interactors in the world, it leads to an empty pit of despair in the end. That's kinda the Republican Party. They so draconian. Draco to the archetypal other, and also hateful and vile to how they treat human life. Down it corrodes arterial artillery at their soul, cause they never write modeled in random kindness, faith, belief, right, and pulling are the disadvantaged, misprivileged neighbors die all about killing anyone illegally. Not your kind or some-ish willful neglect. And they can't have any way knowing it, but their brain is more powerful than they hearts. It microcomputes how fucked it is, and that's a big reason they always so miserable. Cause they view the world as one big piece of ish, and ergo they were, are, and continue to become, doing facto breath, precisimon, so sadistic and sophistic, they'll devilish.
Thank you. Thank you.